Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Show.
It's so crazy that I face the window.
Yes.
And up until tonight, we've had to close the curtains because of the sun coming in. Now it looks like we're doing the show at midnight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the happy hour
after dark.
It's completely dark outside. It is what? 6:02 and it's completely dark outside. Look at us go. Anyway, I hope everybody had a good week. The weather, I mean, for the most part, the weather was nice, but I hear it's going to be like ridiculous cold like next Tuesday.
Good.
For like 2 days, like Tuesday and Wednesday. It's supposed to be
like Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're putting the flannel sheets on Sunday.
Nice. I like that.
Now we're going to have to take them off on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
well, that's cool. I have a 3-day weekend. You know that Tuesday is Veterans Day. I know you knew that, Ty.
Right.
But here's the thing. My office, or where I work, they have Tuesday off. But the Marine Corps birthday, 250, is Monday.
Okay.
So I said, hey, it makes more sense for me to take Monday off than Tuesday. So I'm going to take Monday off.
Okay.
So there we go. Yeah, the Marine Corps 250th birthday on Monday. How about that?
Hoorah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the...
Don't worry about it.
We're somewhere in Florida.
Who's asking?
Well, Ty, we're in the historic Jungle Prado neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Maybe don't give that out.
It's okay. I saw a video of a flock of peacocks chasing a coyote down the street on the street behind us.
There you go. See, this is a good neighborhood to be in.
Right.
If we could just get them to chase the ICE agents away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Haven't seen one in our neighborhood yet.
Yet.
Mm.
Have you?
Yeah, right. I might be an ICE agent.
They live here. I was going to say, they live here.
You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here in the studio, well, usual suspects. We've got my blushing bride, Stephanie. And our boy, Ty Ginn, and then, of course, little old me, Marco. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. And I stress text. I don't even know why I'm saying call anymore.
Yeah, don't bother.
I'm just going to just say text. We rarely get a call. When we do, it's cool. Sometimes it can get a little something. But for the most part, we get a lot of text messages. We do have a lot of stuff to cover tonight, and some of the things you may want to respond to, we would appreciate it if you did. 727-804-5891.
Here's the thing.
What?
If you text,
yeah,
the FCC's not involved.
There you go.
Yes.
You can use all your potty mouth in a text message.
All your
I will be the one that has
full
to
vocabulary.
I'll be the one that has reading your text have to edit your bad language out.
Right.
But if we don't like what you say, we will release your address.
Yeah. And your phone number.
That's
so
it.
So think about that.
That's it.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Because we know.
We do know. We know everything. And Steph, one of the things we started talking about a little bit before the show, I was going to say, did you see that Jeff sold the Craftsman house?
Yes.
How crazy is that? I saw that on Facebook today.
I had no idea he was trying to sell it.
I didn't either, but apparently he's been trying to sell it for a while. He's been there for 25 years.
I know.
And it's one of the first houses in the whole sort of restructuring of downtown. He held court on that corner of that block for the longest time until a lot of the other businesses started coming into town.
But it was also one of the first model homes built by the developer of the Kenwood neighborhood.
Cool. That's cool.
You know, I think it might have been the model home.
It's a cool house.
Oh, it's awesome.
I've not seen the entire property, but I know that they have that big just got a text. I was going to call, but F it.
That's right.
Oh no.
Is this your buddy Paul?
Yeah. Hold on. But F it. Actually going to miss the show. We are off. So to see Drunk Shakespeare, we'll listen until someone say we got to go.
Okay.
So.
Well, happy birthday, Paul.
That's right. Happy birthday to my buddy Paul. Turned,
yes.
94 years old earlier this week.
Well, that's his dad.
No. Oh, right. The big 6'2", though. Oof.
Well, enjoy your evening. Drunk Shakespeare sounds phenomenal.
It does sound phenomenal. Have a good time with that. Love you guys. So where was I? We were talking about the Craftsman House. Yeah, Jeff and his girlfriend, I'm thinking, have been there for about 25 years. That's a long run there. And he said in the post, I read the whole thing, and it said that it was sold to a like-minded individual. So hopefully it will also be, it could be another entertainment space. It could be another art gallery sort of space, you know, that kind of thing. It would be a cool house.
Oh, it would. It would.
You got a corner lot like that, downtown St. Pete.
Great front porch.
Yeah, right.
But he also said that they're going to stay open for another month or so.
Yeah, the cafe side.
Until they sell the art.
Yeah, well, okay, so maybe it's a good time for us to get on over there and see.
And do a little Christmas shopping.
There might be some good deals over there because
he's got some
phenomenal
awesome
stuff in there.
Stuff
in Every there. Time I go in there, I want to leave with something.
Well, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's dangerous if you do five-finger discount.
Well,
if you pay and it's reasonable, that's the way to go, Ty. Mm-hmm. If I've taught you nothing, don't be a crook. I am not a crook.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Or quick.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they've got some really
cool, all kinds
local
of cool stuff.
Art in there.
I mean, it spans. It's pottery. It's
textiles.
It's jewelry, textiles. It's all kinds of
it's
stuff.
It's all
really cool.
kinds of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you haven't been,
so that makes me wonder, where's the Florida Folk Show going to do their thing?
I don't know.
Because for the longest time, the Florida Folk Show was airing live. Radio St. Pete from the porch of the Craftsman House. So I don't know what's happening with that.
Well, I did see where Jeff from the Craftsman House posted that scheduled entertainment, like the entertainment that he's already scheduled into next year, he is actually going to host at the Jack Kerouac House.
Okay, that's cool.
So it's they're just...
Just moving it over a little bit.
They're doing some different things. Mm-hmm. Craftsman House, located at 2955 Central Avenue.
Yep. It's purple. You can't miss it.
It's purple.
Can't miss it.
It's purple with some teal trim.
Mm-hmm.
And a very awesome house with awesome stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So
made me a coffee sort of smoothie one time when I was there. Made me feel things. Made me sort of, this things. Is okay. This
Dad,
is okay.
Dad could actually drink that coffee.
Yeah, right.
there wasn't. You know, the ratio was correct.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate milk.
It was, but it was very good. Let's see. The L.A. Dodgers won the World Series last weekend. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-3. This is a back-to-back victory for the Dodgers. They beat the Mets last year. So that's that. That's the end of baseball.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, right. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are hosting the New England Patriots Sunday at Ray J. Game time, 1 o'clock. Our Bucks are 6-2, and the Patriots are 7-2. Go Bucks. That's that.
Oh, are you going to talk any more about...
What?
Former Buccaneer players?
As in what? What
am I missing? Antonio Brown?
Oh, right. I heard that today. Antonio Brown was... arrested. I guess he was brought back from wherever he was. What do they call that when they bring you back?
Extradited.
He was extradited. Apparently he is, you know, it's a sad story about Antonio Brown because...
He was a great player.
He was a phenomenal player. And up until everybody blames it on the hit.
Yes.
During a game, he got hit so hard... They're saying that his actions post-hit are related to that hit.
Oh.
That from that point on, he was a completely different person. But, I mean, he was arrested because of something that happened down in Miami where, I mean, he got in a fight with somebody, picked up a gun, fired a couple of shots, hit somebody, you know, grazed somebody's neck. I mean, it's a whole thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Well, and I...
And this is not the first time he's been in trouble since that hit.
Well, and I forgot.
Mm.
They showed the clip this morning.
Right.
When he got ejected from the last game he played.
Oh, when he just walked off the field.
And he took his jersey
and pads off and just walked off the field.
Just walked off the field.
Yeah.
Never to come back again.
There were some CTE issues going on with Antonio Brown, and it's a shame.
It's a shame.
It's a shame because prior to the hit, he was one of the... Even after the hit, he was still one of the best wide receivers in the game. If he were to go back into the game at this point, he'd probably still be one of the best wide receivers in the game. But he's just bat crap crazy now. I mean, now he's just a mess. Hard to deal with.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's sad. It is sad.
Mm-hmm. They need bigger helmets.
They keep turning down the one.
Looks like you got a comforter on your head.
It's the one that, it's like a bubble that attaches to the shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kind of, I'm thinking Toy Story.
We got Jazz cutting in.
Oh, no.
Debbie Dan Gray.
All right. I see it. Okay. Got it.
We'll fix it. Stay tuned. Don't leave. Still got way too much time to go.
But yeah, they have brought up the bubble helmet several times, and they keep turning it down.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear kind of looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it attaches to the shoulder pads.
Oh. Hmm. I haven't seen that.
Are we back?
John Connor broadcast is being interrupted. Some classical music. Hopefully,
says I'm back.
We're seeing that we're back. Hopefully, we're back, everybody. Let us know if we're not. So, don't you hate that?
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks when that happens. It's like, really? What did you miss, folks? Do I have to recap?
Start over.
I'm starting over.
Apparently, we're not allowed to talk about CTE anymore.
I guess. Yep.
You can't threaten the bread and circuses.
We're good. I got a thumbs up.
Yeah, I find when we do that, we get interruptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just an observation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to pay the SNAP recipients by today.
Yeah, and they said no.
And guess what Donnie said? He said, nope.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. We're going to appeal that judge's ruling. What a dick. I mean, what a dick. How dickish a move is that?
Like right before the holidays, really?
And then he doubles down. I think it was yesterday or the day before. He threatens grocery stores and restaurants. If you give those SNAP recipients special pricing or discounts, you could be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
What a dick.
He already spent the money.
I mean, it's unbelievable to me. How are we not rioting in the streets? I mean, pitchforks and fire outside the White House.
Drag his
ass out and catch him on fire.
That's what he wants.
It is unbelievable.
That's what he wants so he can declare martial law.
And they don't have to have another election.
Sally Lou's only getting music, but now you're back. Okay, so I think we got... Okay, we're back.
But yeah, that's why he's building a bunker.
I guess.
And people are saying that the construction is 24/7. They don't stop.
Yeah, well, he
better... So they're doing it in a hurry.
He better build deep. He better build it deep.
Oh, good. So he can be, what is it that we always say when somebody commits a horrific crime, they need to be put under the jail?
Yeah, he's going to be put under the White House.
Under the White House.
There'll be a plaque on the iron door. It says, beyond this door lies a dick.
Sealed away forever.
The biggest dick in America.
This is the gate to hell.
With Walt Disney and Mecha Hitler.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of dick move is that? I mean, we're not going to pay these people, right, so they can eat. And then I'm going to threaten grocery stores and restaurants that they'll be prosecuted if they give special discounts to a SNAP recipient.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that is the dickiest of the dickest moves.
One of the things that people don't realize is how many full-time working people are on SNAP.
Well, I saw something on Facebook today. It was talking about the employees of Walmart. So it's like the circle of life there. So they don't pay them enough, right? So they're on SNAP, right?
Right.
Then they use their SNAP benefits to shop at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like...
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You own a company. You need to pay people a living wage where they can afford to eat.
Yeah. I'm sure you can go to Google wherever you are, and if you're looking for food, I've seen where a lot of food drives, pantries, and stuff like that are opening up. But there's also a lot of restaurants and things like that that are offering. If it's not free, it's like a dollar.
The outpouring of
even like go ahead
community support has been unbelievable.
We all know it's wrong. He just doesn't.
Right.
And then all the...
And we're going to fix it.
All the dumbasses that work for him are so afraid of him, which blows my mind.
He can't even stay awake.
Oh, yeah, I saw that today. Yeah, I saw that today. Well, he's up all night doing his Truth Social posts, mm-hmm. In all caps. So, jerk. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Listen, you're going to find a way to eat. And there's a lot of people that are on board to try to get you fed.
To get you fed.
And I mean, if this...
The help is out there.
If he wants to screw himself, this is the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the rich.
Yeah, this is the way to do it. I mean, there's a lot of things that he's done that are unbelievably heinous this is, you know, when a federal judge says you feed those people and he says, nope. I mean,
that's
what?
Treason. Yeah. Isn't that treason?
Yeah.
I mean, normally, yes, but somehow it's fine mm-hmm. when he does it.
I guess. It's pretty bad.
It's the American people's money.
Mm-hmm. Ty, did you see Wednesday night's Beaver Moon?
The what now?
The Beaver Moon. What? Wednesday night's Beaver Moon.
You guys are on the wrong moon? Side of the house.
Well, did you see it Thursday morning on your way to work, the big Beaver Moon? You didn't see that?
Who's out there mooning their beaver?
They said that we won't see the moon that big and that close again until 2036. And I'm like, gee, Wally. I swear the harvest moon a few weeks back looked bigger and closer than the beaver moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I remember, you know, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago when we had the harvest moon, I was like, good Lord, look at that thing. It's like,
it's going to touch us.
It's coming right at us.
It's close. You know, this thing was still seemed pretty far away. It was bright.
It was,
like a big
and
beaver.
It was beautiful.
What's that song? Who's it? Incubus that does Winona's
yes.
No, Big Brown Beaver?
Primus.
Winona's Big Brown Beaver. When Mom told me it was the Beaver Moon, that's all I could think about. Winona's Big Brown Beaver.
So did you play it?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
I should have. So let's see. Tuesday was election day, and it was a total blue tsunami. Probably,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, right. And I guess I didn't realize that it was in all 50 states, but because they only really talked about several states that really made sort of a difference.
Well, I'm not even sure we had anything to vote.
I passed by what's that 54th Street when you cut over from Dumy to Seminole.
Oh yeah.
There was that church there on the corner. They were doing some sort of voting, but I was like, I saw a sign they were holding up. I was like, who the hell is that?
It's you know municipal elections. Some of the bigger elections.
Right. Well, the biggest one that everybody's been talking about is the winner of the New York City mayoral race, Zoran Mamdani.
Right.
That's no.
Mamdani. What?
That one.
What?
Mamdani. What are you? Mamdani. What side are you on?
Zoran Mamdani.
Uh-huh.
How do you say it?
That's how you say it.
That is it. What did I say to begin with?
Mamdami.
Well, I'm trying to read and talk at the same time, damn it. There's a lot going on over here.
It's like take your time.
Walking and chewing gum. Yeah. You got to give him a minute.
I mean, the sad thing is that, I mean, we all know he's a communist. So I don't know how this is going to go for New York City. And I did see that there's a lot of New Yorkers that said that they would leave the state if he won.
Good.
And I'm thinking, you know, dear Jesus. Don't come
don't
down
come
here.
Don't come to Florida.
You know they will.
Don't come down here.
Go to Canada.
We don't need any more of your Trump-loving asses down here.
They love Ronnie D.
Yeah, right.
His competition's heating up.
Every time
not
I
that
see
he's in competition.
Every time I see a picture of Ronnie D. Out. Recently, it's like, is he challenged?
Yeah.
Is he is there something with him?
This is going to be a big governor's race.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being in the public eye and you're so disliked that journalists and photographers and things like that only take the worst pictures of you?
He looks like an evil puppet.
He looks like I don't even want to say it. I saw a picture today. I was like, oh.
Mm. Mm.
Somebody was gracious in voting him in. Let's make a wish. Oh, you want to be the governor? Okay.
Bless your heart.
Oh, buddy. You come right on over here and do that.
With your goofy shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be on.
Mm. Former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, announced the other day that she will be retiring at the end of the year. She has been a political figure for like 5 decades.
Yes.
And she was a huge pain in Donnie's ass, and I have always appreciated that.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, wants to be the next speaker.
has praised Nancy Pelosi.
Marjorie, I think, has figured out that if the regime gets voted out in the midterms, that they're probably all going to go to jail. So Marjorie's changing her tune.
Oh yeah.
Did you see what's his name?
All across every platform.
What's the guy? One of Trump's advisors said today in a little get together. Says, listen. They win the midterms, and there's a lot of people in this room, including me, that are going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's over. Yeah. What's his name? Bannon. Yes. Steve Bannon. Yeah.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in.
Right.
They know.
They know. Mm-hmm. They know they're evil.
Yep. They get it. They understand. They understand the evil that they're doing, and they understand that they're probably going to go to jail.
And they understand right and wrong.
Yep. And which makes this all...
even more horrendous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think jail is going to fix it.
I think...
Oh, it might.
I think we need a more clear message.
I think, yeah, a helicopter ride over the ocean, pushed out. Ah.
No, like right in the middle of the town.
A town burning.
Yeah.
A witch, like they used to burn the witches, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll happen. Is that a van just pulled up in the driveway?
Good. I'm just kidding. Shake and bake.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi was the first and I believe only female Speaker of the House so far.
So far. Mm-hmm.
Next
being
one
the
will
key
be
words.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No. Ugh. No.
Or what's the other one? Bobert. She'll be the next speaker.
No.
When she's not busy giving handies in the movie theater.
Those women have no place.
Right. Let's see. Former Vice President Dick Cheney died the other day. He was 84.
Woohoo!
Well, I mean, you know what?
Woohoo!
I don't like to see anybody die. Mm. You know, but it's like, yeah, you really kind of.
It's Dick Cheney.
Kind of a jerk, man.
I like his daughter.
I do. I like his daughter. But she's even. You look at her close, and she looks like she's got that evil streak in her. Mm-hmm. She could switch. But for now, I mean, she seems pretty rational. Did she always know that her dad was a dick?
Yes.
Well, he was Dick Cheney.
He was Dick Cheney.
They named him well.
I've always known him as Dick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
None of that holds a candle to what's going on now.
No. Mm-mm. So we're getting ready. We're getting close to our first break, and I guess we didn't mention this already. Sometimes things we talk about before the show, I feel like we've already mentioned on the show.
Right.
Did we mention the Mega Millions?
No.
We're not on the show.
Not on the show.
The Mega Millions drawing is tonight.
And?
Estimated $843 million.
You got a ticket?
No.
Because, listen, nobody wins unless it's up to $1 billion now.
Well, it'll pass tonight.
We'll get one for, I think it draws again on Wednesday.
I was hoping we could send Ty up to the Publix.
Oh, after the show?
After the show. Mm-hmm. To get us some, because one.
Publix is a spot. You got to get them at Publix.
Your winners always come from Publix.
Right.
Two, Ty is one of the luckiest men alive.
Yes.
If anybody's going to win, it's going to be him. You know.
You have like an aura of luck about you. I mean, I think people that look at you are like, that's one lucky son of a bitch over there.
I think you're reading this the wrong way.
I see it. I think I know what mom's looking at.
I think you actually need to purchase the ticket.
It's like the guy with one arm and no fingers and no teeth. He's been blown up, and they're like, his name's Lucky. It's like, why?
I tell you what, you go buy the ticket. I'll sign the back of it,
Right. Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
Sure.
We'll give you the money.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Anyway, folks, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Ty, I'm going to ask you this before I play this song. Have you ever had a squirrel on you? We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I had to indulge myself. That was sort of my earworm all week. I can't even tell you how many times in my head all week I went, a Romeo and Juliet. You know what I mean?
What part did I sing, Ty, when you had your headphones off? And I sang it before he did.
I think that was the part.
That was the part. Mm.
But anyway, yeah. So that was Bruce Springsteen. The song is called Fire. And it's great. That's not the best version. The volume was not great, and I couldn't do anything about it on my end here. So I hope you were able to hear it. But
it was. It sounds like it was an acoustic.
Yeah, it's live.
Small crowd.
Yeah. So it would have been very cool. Listen, I've always been a fan of Bruce Springsteen's. I've not ever been where. That's my guy, you know, my go-to. But I've always respected Bruce Springsteen. There was a right before I went into the Marine Corps, my buddy, John Holland, he bought tickets for me and him. And this is like 1985. Mm-hmm. And this is when Bruce like exploded. And he bought tickets for us to go see Bruce Springsteen. But the show was canceled because Bruce got sick. And then I went in the Marine Corps like 3 days later.
Right.
You know, so I never got to see him until we went to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival several years ago. And we watched a full-blown Bruce Springsteen concert. And I mean, how many years ago was that? I mean, he's what, 74 now? So he was probably every bit of 64, 65 then. And he put on a three-hour show. Nonstop. Dude, I mean, he puts on a show.
And he was drinking people's beers.
Yeah, he would.
In the crowd.
He would jump down into the crowd and grab somebody's beer and just drink the beer and jump back on stage. I mean, it was crazy.
Loved it.
He was good. Now, one of the things that I wanted to see, because there's this new movie out. It's sort of a biopic, but it's not doing very good. First weekend, $9 million. That's not very good.
They cut the SNAP benefits. People need to eat, not go to the movies.
I guess. One of the things that I heard that the reason it's not doing so great is that the movie is basically sort of about him writing the album Nebraska. And when I was picking music yesterday, I went through a lot of his albums and stuff like that. Nebraska is a great album, but it's not...
It's
sort of the slow.
I like Nebraska.
Yeah.
But it's not Born to Run.
Right. Oh, come on.
You know, I mean, it's just.
I wanted to play Rosalita, but that's like 7 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorites.
You know, but I like Nebraska. And again.
Born to Run is like, I mean, that should be an anthem.
The song you played. Mm-hmm. If it was in a small venue like the old Hideaway Cafe.
Oh, you're sitting 10 feet away from Bruce Springsteen and he's singing that song? Come on.
That,
you're sweating.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, Bruce, I've always dug him. Always respected him. Not ever been like my go-to. You know what I mean? I'm not going... I mean, after seeing him... In concert, I mean, that I think that makes all the difference. I don't know. I would rather, Bruce is one of those people that is probably better live. I can't really imagine sitting down and listening to like a whole CD or a whole album of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I can.
I can't.
I have.
Now, think about some artists.
Multiple times.
Think about some artists that you would. I mean, the Counting Crows, that August and everything after. Probably the most genius album I've ever heard in my life. But I mean, there's a lot of Stones albums that I can listen cover to cover, you know, back to back, both sides, whatever. Bruce, I don't know. I mean, I dig him, but it's, I don't know.
You're not from the Midwest.
Well, neither is he.
But I am. Yeah. And he speaks to that crowd. He
speaks to that crowd. I get it. All right. 727-804-5891 if you want to call or text. We are here. We are here. We have had several texts earlier this evening basically telling us that we were offline. Hopefully all of that has been rectified and we're back and we're doing our thing. So.
I'm not sure because my time stamps aren't meeting up. But
oh, well.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. So did I mention that I have this this kid at work now? And I'm not going to mention his name, but because I don't know if he would want me to. But he's a kid. He's 27. I'm 61. So there's a little bit of an age gap there as far as, you know, our ideals, things like that.
Generational.
Yeah. And I, you know, I mean, I'm sure he thinks I'm just a grumpy old man, and I just think he's just a weird kid.
Well, aren't you?
Yeah. I think both both assessments are correct. True.
Anyway, so a couple of weeks ago, he found a baby squirrel. Okay, and a few feet away from the baby squirrel was its half-eaten mother, right? And so he has now adopted this baby squirrel, and he takes the baby squirrel everywhere with him. Okay. And when I say everywhere with him, it is when he's at work, he tucks his t-shirt in, it's inside his shirt. Okay. When he's doing a specific thing at work, it will come out and crawl all over him. Okay. The squirrel is apparently a female. And his name is Chip.
Okay.
Well, yesterday, we had to go to this place called Site One. We had to get some irrigation stuff. Okay.
Great
place. And we're in the car. And I didn't immediately know that Chip was with us. So all of a sudden, Tom, what's his name, says, he says, oh, Chip is digging the ride. He's looking out your window, you know. Like he must have been on his shoulder looking out the, you know, passenger side window. Well, the next thing I know, Chip jumped on me on my arm and I climbed up on my neck.
Oh no.
Well, you didn't wreck or anything.
I did not wreck the car. But I was a little startled. I was a little startled, and I was like, I went completely rigid. And he goes, oh, do you want me to get him off? And I was like, yes. Yes, get him off, right? So he grabs Chip, right? He puts Chip in his lap. 10 seconds later, Chip jumps into my lap and then acts like he wants to crawl up my, you know, front side. And I was like, dude, you got to get a hold of Chip. This is not cool. Not cool at all. And I said to him, I said,
look, Dad does not do well with nature.
Well, I mean, okay. So he said, yeah, well, he said, oh, I'm sorry about that. And I said, well, you know, I've never had a squirrel on me before, right? And he goes, you've never had a squirrel on you before? Like, I'm the weird one. Like, I haven't lived. Like, you've never had a squirrel on you before? No, dude, I've never had a squirrel. Yeah, you might be surprised to learn that there's a lot of animals I've not had on me before. You know what I mean? It's like, what?
This is why Dad never went to the fair with us. Do you remember the year? It was super cold. Went to the fair for Hannah's birthday. And one of the girls had the baby rat.
Oh, ugh. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, look, Chip's just a baby. He's Just the tiniest little thing. The tiniest little thing. Well, but still, it's like...
This young lady wanted to ride a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And handed me Baby Rat to keep safe.
Well...
I had Baby Rat in my pocket, in my hands.
They're cool.
I love this. Listen to this.
It was fine.
So he says, he keeps Chip in his shirt, right? And I've said to people, I said, yeah, that's gonna last until Chip bites his nipple off, you know, and then Chip will come out of the shirt.
Harley, our puppy,
yeah,
never did that, and
He's a puppy. This is a squirrel.
He lived in my shirt,
yeah,
for the first 6 months of his life.
Yeah,
I took him everywhere inside my shirt until he got too big.
I don't know. It's weird. You know, it's like I've had. You know, like a gecko jump on me, you know, that kind of thing. This Chip is tiny little thing, but big enough, you know, there's something on you. And you can feel those little claws clinging to you. And it's like, where are you going, buddy? You're heading up toward my neck. What are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah. So it was funny because I've told the guys I go to Hammock Hardware all the time. And I was I tell the guys about the new guy, and I told him about the squirrel, right? And we both went up to Hammock today, and when we walked in, I said, go ahead and get whatever you got to get. I got to get something over here, and the guys were like, oh, does he have the squirrel with him? I said, he does. So he comes up to the register, right? And the guys are like, can we see the squirrel? And he goes, not today. He had a pretty traumatic day yesterday. he pats him where he's right here.
And was his traumatic day the day that you took the car ride?
He jumped. Yeah, I don't know. That may have had something to do with it, but yeah, too traumatic of a day to be shown today.
Me too.
It was like, what? Yeah. I just loved it when he was like, you've never had a squirrel on you? No. No, I haven't.
Live moss, man.
I guess, man. No, I have not had a squirrel on me. So do you know about this People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
No.
He's British. Jonathan Bailey. I have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah, they're just making up celebrities now.
Yeah,
it's probably AI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive 2025, Jonathan Bailey, English actor. I have no idea who that is. So that's that. It's no Tom Cruise, I'll tell you that.
What is he, tall?
Yeah.
And good looking?
Yeah, right.
Hold on, I might have to check this out.
Not a Scientologist.
That's Tom now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, we're good. Let's see. So I heard, and I haven't heard it yet, but I heard radio stations are already playing Christmas music.
Oh, yes.
That's too early.
The one, I've got to figure out the
people
radio.
People still have pumpkins on their porch.
I have to change cars or figure it out.
Figure out how to work the radio?
Because the station that I managed to get in Mom's car.
Is the what? The Dove?
And they went all Christmas today.
It's way too soon.
Way too soon.
Yep.
So, yeah, I've got a learning curve in front of me.
What about talking about 10% of air travel is going to be cut. 40 airports are going to cut their air travel by 10%.
They're talking about going to 20.
Oh, well, I mean, listen.
They're going to have to.
I mean, who's brave enough at this point to, you know, to fly for the holidays?
Yeah.
I mean if you're talking about no air traffic control or anything like that.
That UPS plane just crashed.
That UPS plane. That was pretty bizarre. Have you seen the videos of that?
That was weird.
They're saying that didn't have anything to do with air traffic control.
No.
Right.
It crashed on takeoff.
Well, here's the thing. I originally thought it crashed like on the same runway. It actually crashed like 3 minutes after it took off.
So it took off.
It left the runway and then never was able to do its thing. So
anyway,
but 3 people on board killed, and then 9 other people in buildings surrounding where it blew up.
Right,
that's pretty insane.
It hit
50,000 gallons of jet fuel.
Yes, and it hit. My understanding. A fuel containment site.
Yeah, right.
To add to it.
I remember,
like the plane didn't have enough fuel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
it was going from Louisville, Kentucky to Honolulu. Completely loaded.
Right.
And 50,000 gallons of fuel.
Jet fuel. Which is a whole different animal.
Oh, when I was in the Marine Corps, and I was always stationed at air stations, and both places, man, they had a specific spot on the base, far away from everything. That's where the fuel was.
Right.
It was like, no. This can't be close to anything.
Yeah. Well, initially when I saw it, I thought that it was landing.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, that it.
It never really got that high off the ground. It took off, and then I guess the one engine, I think that one engine fell off because they found the engine back at in Louisville.
Well, didn't leave. The one engine caught fire.
Right.
Fell off and it crashed.
Right.
Into the fueling station.
But they said it flew for like 3 minutes. That's what I heard today.
Well, it's not going that far in 3 minutes.
No. Mm-mm.
This was in honor of Dick Cheney.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things. You never know what's going to happen when you wake up in the morning.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's why I get up in the morning and turn on the news.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be today? Good day, Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's see. What else? I guess that's it, folks.
Okay.
Cool. Sure, chill.
We're going to wrap it up early tonight. If you got any plans for dinner, go ahead and do it.
Well, this time change this time change, which is supposed to be the
It is
easy
weird looking
one,
out the windows and it's pitch black outside. Yeah.
It's supposed to be the easy one, and I'm having a hard time.
Well, these are hard times.
We need to stop the time changes.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You know, the states that don't do the time changes, they seem to be okay.
They seem to be fine.
They seem to be just fine.
Well, they don't seem to be.
That was the thing about Hawaii when we were over there. First of all, you're way out there. The time doesn't change. Football season, NFL games come on at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you know, because you're
truly
like completely in a different time zone. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different world.
Right.
We're going back to Hawaii. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to be brave enough to fly anywhere over the holidays. I've seen some videos of some airports across the country already where the lines are unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean,
I wouldn't fly anywhere
You know the crap you have to deal with at an airport anyway. Can you imagine having to wait in line and deal with the crap?
Mm-hmm.
No bueno. Don't like it. Don't like it. And, you know, I mean,
well, they're trying to shut the government down.
Yeah.
They're trying to shut the country down.
soon.
It's bad.
And is it all because of the Epstein thing?
Of course it is.
I mean, how crazy is that? Let's just get that over with. Let's you know what? Let's put that out there.
It must be pretty bad.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Well, obviously, it's pretty bad.
I'm thinking. What I'm hoping is that after this election on Tuesday, the big blue tsunami, right? And a lot of Republicans, especially Republicans in leadership roles, have to be thinking that by the midterms next November.
Year.
A lot of them could be in hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they want to start playing nice before it's too late.
Oh, you mean like Marge?
Yeah, Marjorie's doing her best. Mm-hmm. I never meant any of those things I said.
Right.
I'm sorry I'm an idiot. I was just never educated.
Yeah.
Is she ever see Inglourious Bastards? Mm-hmm. Gotta give her something she can't take off.
Right. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I was going to save this for later, but I'll do it now because we need to do something before the end here. Do either of you do any impressions at all?
No.
Nothing? No. You don't do any impressions at all?
No.
Well, every day I do an impression of a functioning human being. And I think every day it gets less convincing.
I feel like I do a pretty good impression of attorney John Morgan.
Oh.
Every day at work, man, I hear his commercials. It's like first thing in the morning, that's the radio that I hear, is his commercials ad nauseum, right? And I love the commercial that says, hold on, I'm channeling John Morgan here. Don't make me laugh. Ty.
Don't look at him.
Don't look at me.
Well,
no. Hold on. The most important word in the English language is diggity. Is diggity. And he means to say dignity, but it comes out, the most important word in the English language is diggity.
No diggity.
It's diggity. That's the only impression I do. That's it. Diggity.
I remember back in the day, and I'm bringing it up. Remember when we got the Yellow Pages? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we can talk
well,
about
that. Well, we won't
anymore.
Go into detail.
No, let's do.
But we had...
I'm getting the bell ready. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Ty altered the picture on the back page of the Yellow Pages, and it was John Morgan.
It was
and
Morgan.
And he altered his race.
Morgan,
and he said that it was Mogan, and Mogan. I remember like it was yesterday.
But back then it was Morgan, Colling, and Gilbert.
Right.
Yeah.
What I want to know is what happened to Colling and Gilbert.
Yeah.
Well, they got the same treatment.
No, I mean, like, where are they today? Because now it's Morgan and Morgan.
The one guy is definitely dead. He was like 100 back then.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked like the dude from The Simpsons or whatever. Mr. Smithers or whatever.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, Mr. Burns, right.
Oh, we had that on our refrigerator.
Yeah.
Mogan and Mogan.
For
Mogan and Mogan.
Years. Mm-hmm. I mean, they stopped printing Yellow Pages, and we still had that on our fridge.
That one's for me.
No. Good job, Ty.
I can't do that anymore.
Diggity.
No diggity.
Diggity. Every time I hear that commercial, I mean, for like the next 10 minutes, diggity.
Talk about an earworm.
That's almost King of the Hillish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Diggity.
Diggity.
Yep. Oh, God. So, right, I guess it was last weekend. and Halloween and all that. And mom and I decided we were going to try to watch like a scary movie, right? And we decided we were going through the channels and look, this movie came up and it's been a famous movie for as long as I've been alive. It's Rosemary's Baby, mm-hmm. right? And we're like, okay, well, it's a classic. You know, it's supposed
I've
to,
never seen
right?
it.
I'm not like into the jump scare movies, that kind of thing.
It's not that kind of movie.
No, my God. It's not any kind of, it's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Truly, it is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Rosemary's Baby, Mia Farrow, and I think What's Her Nuts was in there. The one from Harold and Maude, whatever her
right.
name. Ruth Buzzy, what's her name?
I don't remember.
It's not Ruth Buzzy. It's
no, but I thought I always thought Rosemary's Baby
yeah.
was like a psychological thriller.
Oh, it's the worst movie ever. Roman Polanski.
Mm-hmm.
And it won awards.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, for as long as I can remember, Rosemary's Baby has always been respected as like one of the, I mean, it's like the movie you have to see.
You have to see.
Like, are you kidding?
Dad missed horrible. All of it.
Oh, yeah. I fell asleep almost immediately.
He might have seen the first 10 minutes. Yeah.
And that was the worst 10 minutes I've ever seen and in cinematic history.
I watched Checking the whole out. Thing and it was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen
far and I've seen
that's one of the movies of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And I think it came out, and I could be totally off base on this. Rosemary's Baby and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah, it came out the same time.
About the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I now understand why I've seen Whatever Happened to Baby Jane
yeah.
a dozen times.
Whatever Happened to Baby Jane is actually a pretty good movie.
And I have never seen Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, it's just too bad. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break. It's our halfway point. During the break, I'm going to play a bunch of promos. Do yourself a favor and check them out because there's all kinds of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7 FM. There's going to be shows that come on tonight after our show. And then throughout the weekend, there's music shows, there's talk shows, all kinds of great stuff. Do yourself a favor and check them out. And when we come back, I do want to talk about something. What was I going to talk about? Let's talk about Tom Brady's cloned dog.
Oh.
When we come back. All right, folks, mm-hmm. we'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, Louis Prima, everybody. Louis Prima and his wife, Keely Smith. That was Jump, Jive, and Wail. And I went into sort of a deep dive yesterday evening when I was picking the music. I always pick the music on Thursday evening. And at this point in the evening, the cannabis may have had a hold on me. Because you're really going to love the next song, too. Anyway, we're back, folks. Yeah, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Here in studio, we've got my blushing bride, Stephanie, our boy, Ty Ginn, and, of course, little old me, Marco. And 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text.
Text.
Yeah, text. if you want to play along, we still have, I don't know, a little less than an hour, but we have enough time where we have some stuff that you may want to comment on or whatever. So we're here for you. 727.
My United States of whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 727-804-5891. So right before we went on break, I said, let's talk about Tom Brady's clone dog. And I don't know, man. I don't know about the whole thing. So apparently Tom Brady was in an interview, I don't know, last week or something like that, and he started talking about his dog, Junie, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, the interesting thing about Junie is that Junie is a clone of my old dog, Lua, right? So he got together. Do you remember, like, I don't know, a year or so ago, they were talking about this company that was, they were trying to bring back like the woolly mammoth and stuff like that.
Right.
Right. And the dire wolf and stuff, you know, that all kinds of stuff like that. Anyway, they have an offshoot of that. I wish I could think of what that company is called. It's like pretty serious name. But then they also have a simpler version where you can clone your pets. You know what I mean? I have loved all of our pets, okay? But I've never thought that this pet was the end-all be-all. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? I'm never going to be able to love another pet like I love this pet. The next pet I have, the next dog, the next cat, the next whatever, has to be exactly like this one that I'm about to lose.
Which is why they all have different names.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
because they all have different personalities. Well,
think about my buddy Jay. He's had like 10 dogs. Every single one of them named Snooki. Every single one. You know what I mean? And this was before cloning happened. Mm-hmm. You know, he just cloned their names. You know.
He figured it out.
I guess. You know.
That was his way of remembering.
I just don't know. I don't know. You know what? One of the beautiful things about your fur babies and stuff like that, and a lot of people get grossed out when you say fur babies, but the thing is, really, I mean, they're part of your family. You know what I mean? And it's you. What's nice is, yeah, you had a really great relationship with this. Dog or cat or whatever it was, you were tight with it and that kind of thing. You enjoyed their personality, you enjoyed their quirks, you enjoyed all of it. But now there's another one.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't expect that one to be the exact same as the one.
Oh, no. And I wouldn't want it.
I love it that they're all different.
That they're all different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, these two. Didn't
Debbie Dan Gray says it's disgusting that he spent so much money. Now, that's one thing, Debbie. I never heard how much money he spent to do it, but I'm sure, listen, he's got a gazillion dollars. So whatever it costs to do that, you know, what would it cost to do that?
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
Well, I mean, he's got a gazillion dollars, so.
That ball deflator money.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I just, I've always appreciated, I mean, listen, I've had pets in the house ever since I was a little boy.
Right.
You know, and I've always appreciated it. And I've always said, to those pets that you're the best. There won't ever be another one, but, you know, 2 weeks in with the new one, you know, what was that one's name? No, it's not that easy.
It's not.
What's your favorite pet? Do you have a favorite pet of all time? I mean, through your life.
You can't pick favorites. That's crazy.
It's not like you. I mean, listen, everybody knows, you know, Hannah's my favorite, but.
It shows.
No, I'm just kidding. Have you ever had like a pet, a dog, cat, whatever, that you were really, really in touch with, really, you know.
Harley was a special
kind of boy.
Harley was my guy.
Smooth Jazz.
Yeah, Smooth Jazz. When I went to that place in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And rescued him.
Yeah.
It was the most terrifying place I have ever been.
Yeah.
And he was scared to death.
Yeah, yeah.
And he...
Harley was a sweet boy. He was very sweet. He was an American bulldog. And he was... But a runt. So he was skinny. He was not muscular. He was just, he was gangly.
Yeah, he had all the skin. He's the one that lived in my shirt.
Right. But it until he got too big.
Just to
the
be
sweetest,
there.
Just the sweetest boy. He was a very, very good, very good boy.
Very good, very well behaved. Did Harley ever do anything wrong?
I don't think so. Not once. I don't think ever once.
He was just smooth jazz.
I was pretty tight. Go ahead. What?
When I brought for Christmas, when you got the metal bulldog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at that point, we had Tilly and Brutus and Harley.
Yeah.
And Tilly and Brutus freaked out.
Yeah.
When you unwrapped it,
yeah,
Harley's laying on the back of the couch,
mm-hmm,
and he's like, what?
Yeah, he's like, dummies, it's not real.
So he, old man climbs down off the couch as they're just losing it, and he walks over to the metal bulldog, smells the face, smells the whole thing. Looks at them with disdain.
Yeah, like dummies.
And climbs back up onto the back of the couch and lays down.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, what do you mean it's not real?
So I've got...
Where'd it go? Okay.
I guess Debbie's saying she had a lab named Scarlet, and Belle is crazy, but we love her.
Yeah.
So, I was always pretty tight with Tilly. I know that a lot of people were sort of afraid of Tilly, and you know, if I'm being honest, I was kind of afraid of her too.
She was a pain in the ass.
Well, I'm not.
She was crazy.
I've never been afraid of dogs, but I knew that she had it in her to go. Completely, you know, animal.
She was like ready for an ape attack.
She was ready. I mean, she
something not right with that one.
No, but I mean, she and I got along really good. I understood her, and you know, I knew sort of what pushed her buttons, and I, you know, I tried not to, because she was big enough. At like 140 pounds, that she, you know, she could do some damage, you know, if she wanted to. One of the things about Tilly, she lived to 9 years, and she died right at the right time, mm-hmm. Because the next thing that came down the pike was Millie.
Yeah,
and I was not ever going to be comfortable with Millie being around Tilly.
And we have pictures,
yeah,
where, you know, Millie's in the walker and Tilly's,
yeah, that
they're, yeah, you know, that, was like, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought she was sweet.
Tilly was a girl. Yeah. She was a sweet girl. Yeah. I love the cheese trick. Once I got her on the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
We had a whole different relationship.
All you had to say is ch, ch, ch. She was like,
could whisper.
I'm coming. Jeez. I'm coming.
And
these
she
two.
Would listen.
I don't know that I'd ever clone these two.
No.
No, I love these two. These two are good too.
They're super snugglers.
Yeah, they're good.
I love
they're
them
good
to
puppies.
Pieces.
I just don't understand the thought about cloning. You know, I mean, it's like. Okay, yeah, you had a great relationship. You know, I mean, it's like if you were going to get if your spouse died, would you want to clone your spouse?
It's not going to be the same.
Or would you just want
no,
a whole new
not.
Adventure? Would you want a whole new, you know, it's like, listen,
it's not going to be the same.
Right, it's never going to be.
And you
the
have
same.
An unrealistic expectation
right.
of they're, sameness.
They're going to be a baby. Mm-hmm. So that's
right.
That's not good.
No.
Oh, yeah. That would be problematic.
Problematic. I have something here, and I wrote these out for you guys because I have my list over here. This is for you.
Okay.
Look at the list. It's a list of six things. You can pick two. And I'm going to go ahead and lay this out for everybody. I have a list of six things, and you can pick two. You can play along at home if you want to. Number one on the list of six is a new house. Number two is $7,500 per month. Number three is an 800 credit score. Number four is $200,000 salary. Number five is retire now. And number six is $300,000 in cash. You can pick two. Which two are you picking?
I'm going to retire now.
Without any guarantee of money?
I don't care.
Whoa. You get a you second should. One.
Yeah, you get another one. You get two.
So retire now.
How long do you get the almost 8,000?
That's per month for like ever.
Forever?
That's it. That's like winning guaranteed? One of those. Yeah, it's like one of those lotteries.
Not like where Publishers Clearinghouse?
No, it's like one of those ones where it's like $5,000 a month for the rest of your life.
All right, well,
but this is $7,500.
With that, I will live like I have generational wealth.
So you're going to go retire now and $7,500 a month. Okay, well, listen, $7,500 a month is nothing to shake a stick at. That's
a lot better than I'm doing now.
That's decent money. What about you, kid?
And I have to agree with Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Good choices, man. We raised him well.
You going the same?
Yeah.
Retire now and $7,500 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Golden ticket, bro.
Okay. See, I'm a little bit different. I'm also going to take the $7,500 a month, but then I also want that $300,000 in cash to put in the bank.
And then you would retire now.
Well, I mean, if I had to do a little something, something, that's something, you know.
Well, you need, but, that's the thing about the retire now.
Right.
You need to be busy.
But if you had,
need to be.
I've got stuff to do.
If you had $300,000 in the bank that you never had to touch, okay, that's just collecting interest, you know, and which I have no idea how much interest that would collect. But you had $300,000 in the bank. See, Debbie Dan Gray agrees with me. $7,500 a month, $300,000 cash. Listen, you. I mean, I would. You know, we created the Ginzo Garb as a side hustle.
Right.
You know? So if I could say that I wasn't completely retired and we still dabbled in making some t-shirts and making a big score every once in a while. But if I was getting $7,500 a month and had $300,000 in the bank, I think that's the way to go. I don't give a crap about my 800 credit score.
Yeah, you know, right.
That to me is like, meh.
I probably got that anyway.
New house, I'm not moving here. Yeah, I'm not moving from here ever. Mm-hmm. They're going to drag me out of here.
Not a new house.
A $200,000 salary.
Who cares?
You know, that's still, you're still working.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're going to expect a lot from you if you're making $200,000 a year. Well, it's like, yeah, it's too much stress.
I forget who said it. Someone asked, what's your dream job? And I don't dream of labor.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, number one, new house.
Yeah.
I don't want a new house, but there are others.
Or different house. Well, here's what I'm saying is.
No, I'm not giving up this one.
Right, right. Well, guess
what? If I could add.
Oh, guess what? You got $300,000 in the bank. You could have this house. You're making $7,500 a month. You could easily have another house.
Not the one I want.
Not with these prices. Yeah. Real estate's real bad right now.
I don't know.
Look, I shop for houses in the Week magazine.
those are usually pretty pricey.
They're
$5 million.
Yeah, This isn't called get it.
Although we did, we liked the one, the deal of the week last week. That was like, what, $340,000?
That
like,
was.
That's the one.
That was the first.
That's the one.
First time I think we agreed on the steal of the week.
We agree. We agree quite often.
No, we agreed on the steal of the week.
We
always agree.
Yep.
It's usually, but it's the dollars.
Yeah, I'm for me, it's show me the money. Yeah, but I want to have that nut in the bank, and then be able to be. You know, I want to be able to know that for the rest of my life, $7,500 a month is coming in, so I don't ever have to touch that $300,000. Just that's there.
Right.
That's there. That's the way I would go. Mm-hmm. Who are the highest paid deceased celebrities of 2025, according to Forbes magazine?
Mm.
Highest paid deceased celebrities.
Bob Dylan?
No, he's still alive. He's still alive.
Sorry, Bob. Prince?
Prince is number 11, $11 million a year.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We'll go through these. John Lennon, $13 million a year.
Okay.
Bob Marley,
no,
$14 million a year. Jimmy Buffett, $17 million a year.
Mm-hmm. Should be more than that.
Yep. Miles Davis, $21 million a year.
Mm. You know what they call him in Europe?
No.
Kilometers Davis.
He's a Royale with cheese. Number two on this list, Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
Yeah. How much do you think he makes a year?
A lot.
$85
million. Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Dr. Seuss is a genius.
Yeah. Elvis Presley, $27 million a year. He's at number seven. Number one, who do you think the number one deceased celebrity is that makes the most money? Michael Jackson, $105 million a year.
Yeah, no, that checks out.
Mm. That tracks.
He's got that Thriller money.
Yep.
He had great albums.
He did.
He was famous his whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I wanted to say about Michael Jackson, next spring, there's a Michael Jackson biopic coming out called Michael, and his nephew, Jafar Jackson, is portraying him, and supposedly he looks just like 80s Michael. I mean, identical.
Oh, spot on.
So I like the biopics. This will be one that I'll watch. I'll watch that one, Michael Jackson. I mean, you know, it wasn't my kind of music, but me, like everybody else, was glued to the TV in the 1980s when he came out with the Thriller video. You know what I mean?
We all left the dance to get there.
I know exactly where I was. It's one of those things. Mm-hmm. You know, I know where I was when the World Trade Center happened, and I know where Michael Jackson, when that happened. Mm-hmm. Anyway, folks, we're the we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. Christ. Yeah, right. I got
Michael Jackson on the brain.
On the brain, right. Anyway, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I'm going to play this song, and then after the song, we're going to talk about a few things. But that's our final segment, so you really have to pay attention.
Yes.
Because there will be a quiz.
Goes quick.
We'll be right back. Okay, well, that was Brenton Wood with Oogum Boogum. And I mentioned earlier that I may have been participating, so.
Impaired.
A little impaired. I hope you dug it. I certainly did last night. I enjoyed it again tonight, so I'm good.
You're cool.
I'm cool, man.
You're hip.
Mm-hmm. I'm a hipster.
Get yep. small.
You were definitely in a place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We talked about. Hold on.
He's doing his RFK impression.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Are you going to run out of the room when the person falls down?
That's it. Do you still pay in cash?
Almost never, because I don't ever have cash.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I saw this thing the other day. It says, do you feel that paying in cash makes you seem older? Yeah. And I was like, well, I always like to have some cash on me.
Right.
You know, just in case. Because I am one of those people that have gone to check out and the card didn't work, whether it was because the card was in my wallet forever and the strip was messed up, you know what I mean? Or didn't have any money, you know what I mean? So it's always good to have a backup, but I can't remember the last time I actually, now listen, I will, if we're at like a music venue or something like that, I'll break out some cash and, you know, tip the performer. I like to pay cash as tips.
Right.
Because I feel like they get that money right now. I don't want them to have to wait for it. You know what I mean? For your server. So I always like to have some cash on me, but I can remember a time in my life where I paid for everything in cash.
Everything.
You know what I mean? But yeah, now it's cash is like sort of gone away.
It makes me feel like a gangster.
When you pay in cash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No paper trail.
Straight up pimp, man.
Yeah.
Straight up pimp.
Let me spread some cheddar on you.
Yeah. And that's, there's something about that rubs me the wrong way.
What's that?
The fact that we all think paying with cash, we're doing something wrong.
Debbie Dan Gray says she always paid cash at Rubino's Pizza. But that was a different time. Yeah, you know, I mean everybody. I mean,
yeah, but what I don't like.
You remember a time when we didn't all have ATM cards? We didn't all have credit cards. Not all of us could get a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I mean? So cash was king back in the day.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to get
now,
if you're going to get paid,
frowned upon.
Yeah, you're trying to get rid of it.
If you're going to get paid by somebody, give me that cash, man.
Where are the gold bricks?
Yeah.
The government can't track it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why they don't like it.
That's the beauty.
That's why the mindset has been shifted accordingly.
Mm. I didn't say it was a bad thing. I love doing crime.
Well, I always like to have enough cash.
I will start paying in cash all the time.
I always like to have enough cash in my wallet for whatever it is that will cover for whatever it is that I purchase on the reg.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case. You know what I mean? Just
in case. Or in case of an emergency.
Yeah, right. You know, in case somebody comes up and they want to rob you, what are you going to hand them? Your ATM card?
I'm going to hand them my knife.
Look, it'd be like, look,
several
dude,
times.
Look, dude, this is all the cash I got. This, you know, I'm not trying to mess with you, but here's $18.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hold on. Can I just give you the change out of my really cool Key West change purse, yeah. My old lady change purse.
Bad choice, but, bub.
But can I keep my old lady change purse, please?
You came here for a robbery, but you're going to stay for the murder.
It's very sentimental. I don't care about what's inside,
mm-hmm.
but I need my old lady Key West change purse.
Yeah, just take what's inside. But let me keep
here,
the purse.
Let me open it.
Right. I don't know. I always like to have some cash on me, just in case. Just in case.
Oh, I always need to have cash. Mm.
That's the fun money.
Well, you never know when you need to buy a lottery ticket.
Right. Let's see. I saw. Was it yesterday or today? that Elon Musk has come out and he's admitted that the Cybertruck is junk.
Oh, good.
We know.
His actual words, the Cybertruck is a mess.
We know.
He said basically it was too expensive to build and way too many problems. Yeah, they're ridiculous looking.
Yeah, they're terrible. Just
is
awful.
He trying to humble himself?
I don't know.
To try to get back in the good graces.
Well, listen, he robbed the American people about $400 billion or whatever it was, well, you know, when he was doing his Doge thing. You know what I mean?
Just like Marge, we're going to give him something he can't take off.
Right. I don't know. But, yeah, the fact that he's come out now and basically saying, yeah, the Cybertruck is junk.
Like, and I love how many of them we see around town.
I'm starting to see a lot more of them.
Every time I see one, hit them with the Nelson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really, I don't like them. I don't like them at all.
And there are far too many of them on the road.
Quite a few.
Around
us. I've seen some wrapped. I've seen them in black. The ones that are in the stainless, I mean, it just looks
they
like
look
an
terrible.
Looks like an appliance. Yeah. It's like, what are we
Your
doing?
Refrigerator's rolling down the street.
Right. Looks like an appliance. Kraft, who makes a lot of our good stuff to eat, they say that for Thanksgiving, they're coming out with a mac and cheese that tastes like what?
Chemicals?
Apple pie.
You know what?
There are some things.
Don't mess with perfection, man. Right. Just leave the mac and cheese alone.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, hold on. Now, listen. I get the whole sweet and savory thing. That might not be too bad. Some mac and cheese that tastes like apple pie. That might be not so bad. But what about, okay, now Oreo cookies. Oreo cookies are coming out with Thanksgiving cookies. And, you know, Oreo cookies come out with all kinds of different flavors. So now Oreo cookies are coming out with a turkey-flavored cookie, a gravy-flavored cookie, stuffing-flavored cookie, pumpkin pie-flavored cookie, and an apple pie and cranberry sauce-flavored cookies.
We might actually be in hell.
Or in Willy Wonka.
Listen, man.
Look.
I eat 3 make-believe Oreo cookies every morning that are lemon-flavored, and I love them.
Makes you strong.
Look at me.
Trader Joe's has popcorn that is turkey stuffing flavored. I almost bought it.
It might be fabulous.
Just to see.
Cancer causing.
It seems like it.
Yeah, but see, the thing, Ty, you have to go into everything thinking that it's cancer causing. Then you just sort of relax your whole, you know, you put your guard down. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to give me cancer no matter what. I can't just drink water because now the plastic bottles are going to give me cancer. I can't, you know, I mean, there's nothing you can do anymore that's not going to give you cancer.
Well, you know.
you just there's just nothing you can do that's not going to cause cancer.
When you live in a dystopian wasteland.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Can you still buy an air popper for popcorn? I'm going to have to Amazon that.
Debbie Dan says she liked melted cheddar on apple pie. Now, I've heard about people putting cheese on apple pie.
That's pretty good.
Well, see, so what's the problem with apple, you know, apple pie flavored mac and cheese?
That's the same thing. That's a texture thing.
Well, and they're adding flavoring, which means
it's not going to be
it's
the
chemicals.
Real deal. Right.
They're not adding, it's not like laying a piece of cheddar cheese on a piece of hot apple pie. Mm. It's a reasonable facsimile.
Okay.
It's like pumpkin spice everything. That's how we got here.
Remember when we talked about Everybody's so upset about the NFL halftime show coming up for the Super Bowl that it's going to be Bad Bunny, right?
Oh, right.
So then Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's old business, that old rag. They were going to put out an alternative halftime show because they don't like Bad Bunny.
Right.
Well, it looks like they're considering canceling the halftime show due to lack of interest in being able to obtain a right-wing they can't find enough right-wing artists that people will buy tickets to. to stabilize this.
So who would they even get?
Oh, Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
That's it.
Kid Rock. Who else?
Does Dr. Phil have a band?
Yeah, right. So they're considering...
Hulk Hogan died.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's dead.
Yeah, they're considering doing away with their alternate halftime show, which is probably a good idea.
It would have been fun to see, though.
It would have been, yeah. I would have switched over.
It would have been worth it for the memes.
Yeah. But right, exactly. It's like, it'd be good for the show. It'd be like, yeah, we watched it for a minute.
Look at these goobers.
Okay. I can't stand Kid Rock.
No, he's always been terrible.
I've never liked Kid Rock. And now that he's so Trumpy, it's like, that's why I don't
like him.
There it is.
There you go.
There you go. I knew there was something. I didn't know what it was.
Right. Well, there you go. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for showing me.
Yep. So I saw this thing the other day, and it said, and we've talked about it on the show, that the whole big betting scandal in the NBA, which supposedly went back for years, and we're talking about millions of dollars. And not only does it involve current players and current coaches, that kind of thing, but it also involves like four or five families of the mafia. They're all involved in this. And it's not just fixing games, right? But it's fixing these high-level poker games to the point where people are wearing special contact lenses that enable them to like see through cards. The tables apparently are like x-ray tables where the cards are face down, but there's somebody on the other side with a computer that can see what's face down, and they're, you know, giving people, you know, this is how you bet, this is what you do, this is what they have.
Look, if they're doing all that, right, they earned it.
They went into it, right? They put the time in. They put the time in.
Let them do it.
You know, betting's betting. You know what I mean? It's all a gamble.
It was never any of my money.
I'm kind of seeing what you're saying. It's like if you're in that game, that's the game you're in.
That's the game you're in.
But then I heard.
But I think we should grow our own food, and we need to scale back.
Then I heard earlier this week that most UFC fighters have admitted to being contacted. Mm-hmm. To throw fights.
Well, of course.
Oh, of course.
Well, you see the way they just hug. What do you think that's about?
Are you surprised by that?
No, but here's the thing. It's like, listen, what I don't want to get to in this conversation is saying that my NFL is rigged.
Like it's not.
I'm sure it probably is to a certain extent. But I would like to think that the NFL is the last holy bastion of legal sport.
You're so naive.
What's the Patriot guy? The coach? Known cheater?
Oh no, he's done now. He coaches college now.
He teaches other people how to cheat at the game.
He's teaching it at the college level.
At the collegiate level. Yes. If you deflate the balls.
What was his name?
Belichick?
Mm-hmm. Belichick, yeah. It used to be Bill Parcells, but then it was Belichick, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all fake, man.
Belichick.
Belichick.
75 years old with his 24-year-old girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's running the show?
Bread and circuses. They're pushing whatever narrative they feel like.
Right.
None of it's real.
Yep. None of it's real.
It's very unfortunate. And it's disheartening.
I mean, it's just
I believe
diet nationalism anyway. So
It's like finding out someone isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
You lose faith.
Yeah. Just read a book instead.
Something.
Read every book, especially the banned ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they've banned it, there's something in it that you really need to know.
Did I mention the apple pie flavored mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Now, if it,
I'd try it.
If they added...
I was never a mac and cheese kid when I was a kid.
If they added apples and cinnamon, sugar, nutmeg... But no, it's apple pie flavored.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, you just mentioned all the ingredients, so, I mean, I don't know what
but,
the...
Yeah, but it's not going to be that. It's going to be some...
It's going just the to flavoring. Be flavored.
Yeah, you're going to sprinkle, a, you're going to sprinkle some pre-processed... Chemical. Yeah, you know, open it up. It's going to be like making tacos, and you open up the taco seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now you're going to open up this little envelope, you know, and it's going to be...
But chemically enhanced flavor. No, if you want apple pie flavored mac and cheese.
So Sally Lou just sent me the best macaroni recipe ever. And I'm looking at this text and it's the full recipe. And
Sally Lou, you're the queen.
I love it. And Sally Lou, this will definitely be. It looks like a lot. It looks like a.
It's a thing. Oh, yeah. Look.
It's a whole thing. I mean, this. Okay, so when you get a text message, a lot of times it's like an inch long or 2 inches long. This is a 10-inch long text message.
Touchdown, Sally Lou. Guess yeah. What? Macaroni and cheese. We're going to have this Thanksgiving.
That's right. And we'll talk about it, girl.
Oh.
It better be good.
We'll let you know.
I'm on it.
It better be good.
I love a good recipe.
Yeah, well, I've got the whole thing right here.
So. Got it.
And it doesn't say anything about apple pie.
Served separately.
That's on the dessert table.
Yeah. Doesn't say anything about apple pie.
Love it.
Damn it. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? You know what? I'm out. I'm out of stuff.
I don't know. You're driving this train.
This is the time of the show where I rely on you guys to fill in the blanks.
Well, how much time do we have?
We're 7:53, so we don't have a whole lot of time left.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but we need a couple of minutes because I still got to do quotes, but I can't burn those up right now. Still got a couple of minutes. What do you have, Steph? What are you going to do this weekend? What are we doing?
I don't know.
I brought home some yard equipment because I want to trim some trees. I want to cut the grass. I'm thinking if I cut the grass this weekend, I probably won't have to do it again until spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it looks like a lot of it's dead.
Yeah, it looks pretty dead.
What are you saying, Ty?
Debbie Dan Gray wants to know how cold it will be on Tuesday. Bitter.
Awful.
It's going to be more than you can handle. It's going to be the coldest day that you can remember in your lifetime.
60 whole degrees.
It's supposed to be, I think I heard somebody was supposed to be like 39 degrees overnight or something.
In the morning, it's going to be, yes, 39. Obscene number.
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous cold.
And it's only going to get to
40.
65.
Oh, that's way too cold.
But that will happen for a minute, and then it drops back down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm excited.
I'm focusing on what am I going to wear to work.
Yeah.
I might actually put on sleeves.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Right, I might have four on. That's why I'm trying to assemble my outfit because I'm going to need layers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me do these quotes. This first one says 80% of the world's problems are caused by older men clinging to power and refusing to step aside.
Yeah.
Yes.
That came from Barack Hussein Obama.
Obama.
Let me guess. He actually said it in a complete sentence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This one says, people with six teeth defending people with eight yachts. Welcome to America. This one says, Prince Andrew to move to America where government protects pedophiles.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Oh, that'll be the next thing.
I'm sure he's got a spot in the bunker.
Mm-hmm. This one says, you're doing the best you can. Which is kind of embarrassing. this one says, it costs nothing to be kind. It also costs nothing to be racist.
Oh. You choose. Life is all about choices.
All right. This one says, I started out with nothing, and I still have most of it.
Yeah.
Tom Waits. And this one says, the last one says, you're not wrong. You're just an asshole. That's it. That's that. So where are we? We need to talk for a couple.
Look at, you didn't do my pickle one.
Well, no. Well, I already have. I can save it for next week. You okay. Do it.
Well, I don't remember it.
I already have my. Already had it. I mean, once I had it, I
give him a good quote before the show, and he doesn't even write it down.
Hold on, what was it? Let me see if I can remember. It was like, here it is. Pickles are great until you're in one.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Steph, what do you have here at the end of the show?
I'm glad it's Friday.
Me too.
I'm not happy that it's dark.
Already.
Already. Right. Mm-hmm. It was dark when we started the show.
Yeah, it was.
This is a weird transition.
Yeah. It's on us.
And I'm really not looking forward to Tuesday.
No, not being cold.
And sure. The temperatures.
Right. What about you, kid?
Be careful out there.
Yeah. It's the only thing you can do. I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss your mom, Duchess. It's about that time, sweetheart. I want to say thank you to Sally Lou, Debbie Dan Gray, John Connor.
Everyone.
Paul, who texted early on.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Yes, happy birthday, belated. Paul. Belated. Big 6'2". Oof. That means my next one's going to be 6'2". Damn it.
Anyway, okay, folks, I'm far behind.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We love speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. Have a great weekend. Stay warm or whatever.
Whatever.
Safe and whatever. We'll see you next week.
Whatever.
That's all, folks. That kind of loud.